All right, we're back. Hour number two, Getaway Friday, Friday, February 21st, 2020. Here we are, 10 minutes past the hour, 2:21:20. And as I said, it's an interesting morning because I'm preparing to go on this trip to a place I've never been before and going to do some live broadcasts from there, as I understand it at this particular point. But I also want to remind people of this, because once you get to a place like this, as I said, sometimes you can have connection problems, sometimes you add a broadcast because something really cool is going on, or you meet somebody cool. So kind of pay attention to the Facebook page, because that's where we can update you as time goes on. Either the WWGH Facebook page, which you just go to Facebook and search WWGH Radio 107.1 FM and like that page, or you can go to my personal Facebook page, which I'm sure I'll be updating with pictures and the itinerary at WWGH 107.1. No, that's the website. See, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I am so discombobulated right now. No, Facebook. Just like me on Facebook, Scott Spears, and you can see where and what and how is going on. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it right now. Now, I told you I was going to tell you where I'm going. So, or you can go like the person's Facebook page who I'm going with. I guess I can reveal this. Okay, I want you to actually guess where I'm going. And I'll tell you what, I'll even make it into a contest this morning. If you guess where I'm going, I will give you your choice. You can have a smoothie from Smoothie King, or you can have a Panda Express value meal. So a Panda Express value meal or a smoothie from Smoothie King. If you can guess where I'm going on this trip. And I'm going to tell you, obviously, before I'm off the air this morning, because I want you to listen. But I will not announce the I'll give you the times that I'm going to be on the air, and I'll tell you who I'm going with. But if nobody has it by a quarter till, I'll tell you where it's going to be from. Okay. Now, here is who I'm going with. Well, is that the first thing to announce? Okay, yeah. Okay. As many of you know, I do a podcast with Bailey Hunt. It's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you can search Bailey, the BS Podcast. The BS Podcast. Does that have to search it? Yeah. There's like 15 episodes there, and we've been doing that, and those are fun to listen to. If you go to YouTube, just search the BS Podcast, and it'll come up. And, of course, Bailey and I do a show live here on WWGH Radio on Friday night from 8 until 10 on Friday night. Now, there'll be no show tonight because we will not be here, because she's the one going on the trip. So there you go. My co-host, my co-pilot on this particular trip will be Bailey Hunt. Now, I expect that to be a lot of fun because we have never traveled before together. We've went, you know, here and there. We've been in a car together, but we've never taken a trip. So really, at this point, this could be make or break with old Bales, because this could be the last trip. First trip, last trip. And she might end up being forever where we go, because if she, you know, goes crazy and she's one of those people you can't travel with, I might just have to leave her there, because you don't know people's picadillos until you travel with them. That's when their picadillos really come out in full force. So, Bailey Hunt, Bales, will be the co-host. But I like Bales a lot, as you all know. We have a great time together, so she's a very talented person when it comes to doing something like this, so I have no doubts that she'll be able to pull off the broadcast with no problem at all. So you will be hearing Bailey and I, and that'll probably be most of the broadcast, to be honest with you. We'll drop in interviews and things like that, but we will tell you about our experiences where we are, because we have some cool places we're going to be visiting. I know two that are done deals while we're at this particular place. So Bailey will be the co-host. So also you can go to her Facebook page, Bailey Hunt, and add her, and get all the updates and pictures and all the things that'll be going on. But you'll want to check that in case we add a broadcast or we're at a place cool that we think you want to hear. Or just don't turn the radio off all weekend. Just leave it on, and we might be breaking in from time to time. Okay, that's the co-host. The co-host is Bailey Hunt. And the time right now that we have squared away to be on the air is Saturday night from 6 to 8 o'clock. Now, this could change, but this is, I believe this is what's going to happen. Saturday night, 6 to 8 o'clock, but we do have an appointment Saturday at 3 o'clock. And I don't know how long that appointment will last. I can't imagine it's going to take more than 3 hours, but in case we don't come on right at 6 o'clock, don't panic. Just leave the radio on. We will come on at some point. And if we can't come on, we'll tell you on Facebook or maybe have somebody here back in Marion tell you why we're not on. But I have every belief that we will be on from 6 to 8 on Saturday night. That's the given time. Now, we might add a time. There might be something tomorrow morning. There might be a morning show live from where we're staying. That could happen if something interesting's going on. So you kind of have to keep up on Facebook, but the given time right now that we are going to be broadcasting is Saturday night, 6 to 8, nonstop, Bailey Hunt and myself. Now, for your choice of the Jags Koozie, Panda Express Value Meal, or Smoothie King item, smoothie from Smoothie King, where are we going to be broadcasting from? That's the question. Does anybody know? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A new place WWGH will be broadcasting from. We've broadcast from New York City. We've broadcast from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Well, kind of. You heard the story. We've broadcast from Chicago. We've broadcast from all over Ohio, Cleveland, Akron, Toledo, Dayton. We've been all over Ohio, but Columbus, of course. Where will Bailey and I be broadcasting from Saturday night? We might be broadcasting there from tonight, tonight at some point, to be honest. If we make good time on the trip and something interesting's going on tonight, who knows? We might pop on tonight. This is why you gotta pay attention to Facebook. I've tried to make this remote broadcast as easy as possible, so we'll be able to take the air just about any time, is the hope. Okay, that being said, does anybody have a guess where we're going? And if you can guess the place, again, you can have the Jags Koozie, you can have the Panda Express Value Meal, or you can have the Smoothie King smoothie. Does anybody know where we're going to go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I understand this could be very daunting because there are a lot of places to go. I'm trying to think of a hint that I could give you that would kind of narrow this down a little bit. But also, I don't want to give you a hint that I know will give it away immediately. So, let's see. What would be a good hint? I'll tell you what, if you want to call in and ask me a question, if I think it's not too easy of a question, I'll answer the question. If you want to try to guess, so you can get the Smoothie King or the Koozie or the Panda Express Value Meal, or if you just want to guess, give me a call. Where's the broadcast going to be tomorrow night? 6 to 8 p.m. 740-383-9944. Give me a call and we will get you up on the air. All right. Is there anything else going on this morning that I wanted to talk about? 19 minutes past the hour here. Well, we kind of went through our dumpling talk yesterday and we did learn that there are such things as strawberry dumplings. That's a good thing. I would like to have strawberry dumplings. I don't know where these are cooked. I know apparently there's a recipe online. That's a good thing. All right, we're getting a call here. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you there? Caller. Well, it says we're... Are you there, caller? Well, I think something happened there. If that was you, call us back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. I don't know what happened there. It said you were on the air. Let me make sure the phones are working properly. You know, that's always a thing. Okay, sounds like they are. We got a dial tone. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. Where are Bailey and I going to be broadcasting from tomorrow night, 6 until 8 p.m., and other various times over the weekend? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you're going to Nashville?
You know, that is a right off the bat you got that. Now, how did you get that?
Well, over the weeks, you have talked about country and western singers and whatever. Well, I just kind of shot in the dark is what it was.
Well, that is a good shot in the dark because that's exactly where it's going to be. It's going to be live from Nashville, and it should be a fun trip. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Oh, yeah. I was stationed at Fort Campbell about 40 miles from there. We went to Nashville a lot.
Oh, right. Now, what are the big things? Is Nashville, how would you define it? Is a city like New York and Chicago, or is it a slower-moving city?
No, it's pretty active because of the country and western, but we went there to eat a lot, and we went to a lot of concerts down there. I can't remember the auditorium. It's been a long time. That's 1974.
Yeah. Now, is it an easy place to navigate? Washington, D.C. was awful.
It was then. I don't know about now.
Now, as far as the drive, because this is what's been up in the air. Now, is it 6 or is it 8 hours?
No, I would say it's. I lived right there, like I say, 40 miles from here. It took me 8 hours. And I lived in Clarksville, Tennessee, which was right at Fort Campbell. And then it was 40 miles further to Nashville. Actually, so, east, right, I think.
So it took you about 8 hours rather than 6.
Yeah, because even back then, I mean, the cops were like fleas on a dog. I mean, they were every place.
Yeah, so you definitely want to obey the speed limit.
Well, yeah. At least I don't think it's changed.
I wouldn't think so, but, you know, it's weird because when you go on the internet and you search it, mile-wise, it's like 6 hours. But but a lot of people will tell you it's an 8-hour trip.
Well, that's, you could say 7 or 8. I don't think I ever made it less than 8, but we didn't break any speed limits for sure.
Well, and regardless, it's a pretty easy trip from what I understand.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, the shot in the dark got it. It is Nashville. It is Music City, USA. That's where the live broadcast will be coming from, Nashville, Tennessee. But why is there this discrepancy? Because when you tell people you're going to New York, they say, okay, that's 8 or 9 hours, and that's about right. And when you tell people you're going to D.C., they say, well, that's 9 or 10, and that's about right. And when you tell people you're going to Chicago, they say 6 hours, and that's about right. Well, what is it with Tennessee? Why is there a two-hour discrepancy on the time? Now, I know Memphis, Tennessee. Now, that's closer to 8 hours, but I don't know. Is it 6 or 8? Somebody give me some kind of help here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I just answered that. I think you forgot to give him his prize.
Oh, I did forget to give him his prize.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention it.
Got so busy talking. Hey, well, thank you.
Bye.
Yes, I did have a prize. So if that person would like to call back in, I did have your Panda Express or your koozie or your... What else did we have here? We had Panda Express, koozie, or a smoothie. You can have your choice. I forgot to give it to that guy. How'd I manage that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the other thing, but why is there a discrepancy in this drive? I guess I'll know once and for all after this trip how long it takes. Of course you want to obey the speed limits. I never have been one to not obey the speed limits. That's one of the worst thing. You don't want to get a ticket. That'll drive you nuts. That'll ruin an experience. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Rob. I just called in for the question.
Oh,
but
yes.
Now, I just won one of those. Well, I didn't win. One of the, for the thing out to Big Island.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. Well, hey, I still thank you for calling in.
I just didn't want to. I didn't even mention because I don't really need it. So.
No. Well, hey, thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, I don't know. It's a strange thing because usually if you go to, like, Google Maps, because it used to be you had to have a map if you were going somewhere. And Google Maps was always a good place to go because it also gives you estimated time that the trip's going to take. And I Google mapped Nashville from Marion, Ohio, and it said like 6 hours, 6.5 hours, something like that. But for some reason, people say 8. So I don't know. I don't know what the big discrepancy is there because I assume that Google Maps is letting you know the speed limit version of the estimated time. But, you know, last time I went to New York, it was, you know, Google said something like 9 hours, but we got there in like 8.5. So I don't know. Maybe it depends on the person driving. Maybe it depends. I don't know really what it depends on. It's, I guess, different different strokes for different folks. Like the caller earlier, I think, said it was about 6 hours, 5.5, 6 hours to Nashville. Does anybody know? I know a lot of people go to Nashville. Where would you characterize the time frame? If you're leaving from Marion, Ohio to Nashville, Tennessee, how long is this drive? 740-383-9944. Now, let's see here. Okay. Well, the person who's going with me, Bales, just told me that there are two ways to get there, and one is a little bit of a shortcut. Now, you know what that means, don't you? You know what shortcut means? It means we're going to be out in the woods. It means we're going to be out in the woods. We better pack a tent. We're going to be stuck on the side of the road, sleeping in a tent tonight. That's what that means. That's what shortcut. Those words are never good. I know a shortcut. Then you get out there, and somehow you're off in Never Never Land. Oh, man. This is already starting. You know what I'm saying? Are you getting the feeling like this Nashville thing might not happen? We might end up in like, West Virginia and just have to do shows from West Virginia. But I'll tell you this, regardless of where we end up, wherever we are, tomorrow night from 6 to 8, we're going to go live on the air from there. And so if we're in West Virginia with a flat tire because we took this shortcut, we are still going to go live from there. I will find a place in West Virginia that we can do a broadcast. Or Kentucky. There's a lot of places in Kentucky. You know, I'll find a plug. I'll plug it in. And we'll do a broadcast from Kentucky, as near as I can tell. But let me know. Do you have any thoughts on Nashville? Are there any interesting places to go in Nashville? Now, see, I'm getting maps now. People are giving me maps. Now, see, the map I just got says 5 hours, 37 minutes, 388 miles. Now, that does not seem bad. Now, how do we go from 5 hours, 37 minutes to 8 hours? That's strange. I don't know. See, that's kind of different to me. I don't know why there's such a discrepancy on Nashville. But I'll be able to report back next week why there's such a discrepancy on the time frame with this particular location. Okay, so does anybody have any ideas about that? Why is there a discrepancy on the time to Nashville, Tennessee? Why is it anywhere between 5.5 hours and a bazillion hours? Okay, well, I don't know. Well, I'll find out. I'll report back to you on Monday. Has anybody ever been to Nashville and enjoyed that particular trip? Is there a particular place to go? You know, yesterday I was talking about this with somebody, and they were giving me all kinds of interesting places to go. But there's so much to do, because I've already got two places that I know that we're going, and, you know, I think both of those are tours, so those take a little bit of time. And I would imagine a tour takes a little bit of time. And learning the history, of course, of country music will be interesting. You know, country music's interesting. It's kind of, you know, Motown was up in Detroit, up in the Motor City. And we also have Nashville, which is country music. And then Memphis, which is where I think Elvis started. So it's an interesting correlation, the way this whole thing worked out as far as music. I wonder why music is secluded to certain cities. Now, obviously, it goes to places like California, New York, and shipped out all over the world. But I wonder why there are certain areas where music is a hotbed. Does anybody have any explanation for that? Why Nashville for country music? Why Detroit, Michigan for Motown? Why is that the case? What is the tie-in there? What is the common wisdom? Does anybody know? That's kind of a fascinating... Maybe I'll know that by the time I come back. I'll know the time that it takes to get to Nashville, and I will also know the story of country music. Won't I be just full of information come Monday morning? All right. Again, don't forget, tomorrow night, Saturday night, 6 to 8 p.m., Bailey Bales and I live from Nashville, Tennessee. And who knows who will be with us in Nashville? There may be guests. There may be other things. There may just be her and I talking to each other about the experiences in Nashville. You don't know. That's why you've got to tune in. Because at this point, we really don't know. So that's part of the fun. All right. Well, you know, I look forward to it, and I think it'll be a good time. Now, we do have some trivia here. Because yesterday, we were doing pretty well on the presidential trivia. And why don't we get back to this? Okay, now I'm talking about presidents, and I want you to tell me which president I'm talking about. That's how we're going to do this. Okay, here we go. He was the only unanimously elected president. Does anybody know who that was? The only unanimously elected president. That's one. He was the country's first known cave explorer. Now, this was a president. Does anybody know who that was? The country's first known cave explorer. He was the smallest of all the presidents. He was only 5'4" tall. And what, he was 5'4" tall and weighed less than 100 pounds. Does anybody know that one? He was the smallest of all the presidents. He was only 5'4" tall and weighed less than 100 pounds. I tell you, that's a good guess. Does anybody know the answer to that one? 740-383-9944. Smallest of all the presidents, he was only 5'4" tall and weighed less than 100 pounds. He was the country's first known cave explorer. and he was the only unanimously elected president. Does anybody know which three presidents those were? I'll give you one more, because we had four yesterday. The White House was painted white the year this person became president. Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your first one, was that Franklin Roosevelt that was unanimously voted for? Or?
You know, it wasn't Roosevelt, but that's a good guess, because he ran four times and was elected four times, but he was never unanimously elected.
Okay, I'll listen and learn something. Right.
So now I've got I've got 8 hours, 6 hours, and 5.5 to Nashville. What do you think?
Well, 3 hours sounds a little bit quick there. I don't know whether you're flying or what. But if you can make it there or not, maybe something, you know, maybe there's a different byway or something you can take down there.
Well, I think it's, maybe it's 5.5, 6, and 8.
I'd still say it's about 6. It's just depending on, you know, how fast you want to go and how many unexpected little breaks you got to take there along the way.
That is true. You have to have those pit stops every so often.
Oh, yeah.
You do. Hey, well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Yes, you do have to count those in, because every so often you have to pull over and get gasoline and stretch your legs and do that sort of thing. Although, it's not a terribly long trip, so I don't know if there's a whole lot of leg stretching that'll have to go on. Stretch your legs when you get there, I guess. Okay, the only unanimously elected president. Does anybody know who that is? The only unanimously elected president. The country's first known cave explorer. Now, this is a president. Does anybody know who that is? He was the smallest of all the presidents. He was only 5'4" tall and weighed less than 100 pounds. Who was that, president-wise? The White House was painted white the year this person became president. What president was that? Those are the questions. Go ahead, caller.
Pound.
Hello.
Who
yeah.
was that?
Go ahead.
Why?
Yeah. If you're going to what? Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yes.
It's all based on how long it takes you to get through Cincinnati. So you're on to Nashville, I should have said.
So going to Nashville, let's say you get through Cincinnati fast, because the way I figure it, we will pass through Cincinnati not during rush hour. So if we get through it in a normal amount of time, what would you say the time to Nashville is?
From my experience, around 7 hours to get to downtown.
Around seven?
About seven. If you get through Cincinnati in good shape, that's usually the big. Louisville, you usually don't have too much trouble.
Right. Now, as far as the trip goes, have you found there's a lot of cops out, and is the travel smooth?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, good. And
Louisville South, it's a good, you know, it's Interstate 65 is a good road.
Well, that makes things a lot easier, because once you get the trip out of the way, then you can get into the fun.
Right.
Hey, well, thank you.
Right. And another thing.
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
If you're downtown, which I'm sure you'll be, on a Saturday night, it's a zoo, really something. But go to Tootsie's Orchid Lounge.
Tootsie's Orchid Lounge.
Write that down and go to it.
Now, why is that a good place to go to?
Well, it's right out the back door of the old Grand Ole Opry.
Oh.
And that's where all the stars used to go. And it's still there, and it looks just like it did 70 years ago.
Really?
When you walk in there, it's like walking in the past.
Tootsie's Orchid Lounge.
Yes.
And it's right next to, is that the Ryman Auditorium it's close to?
Right out the stage, or it's on Broadway. You'll see the big signs across the street from Ernest Tubbs' record shop.
Oh, how about that? Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. Well, I tell you what, I am going
to... I'll guarantee you'll have a good time.
Well, I appreciate the recommendation. Thank you so much.
Okay. You bet.
Bye-bye. Well, you know what? Hey, if we're down there Saturday night, we might just go into Tootsie's, and maybe we'll do the broadcast from Tootsie's. You never know. We'll be close. We'll be in Nashville, walking around. You know, is Nashville one of those cities where you have to park and walk around everywhere? I don't mind that. Matter of fact, I prefer that in a lot of ways. Let's go ahead and call here. Go ahead, caller. Okay.
Washington was the first and only unanimously elected, and I think Madison was the shortest. And when you go to Nashville, I think you set your clock back an hour, so that may be why you're getting different ideas on the amount of time. And if you use your phone for your Google GPS, it'll also alert you to speed traps.
Oh, really?
So Bailey can be your navigator and let you know that there's a speed trap ahead.
Well, see, that's what I need. I need a good navigator. Have you been to Nashville?
No, but Mary Kay and I are planning on going the first week in August, so we need your feedback.
Yes, you'll have to listen tomorrow night, and I'll tell you how long it takes and the whole bit.
And if Bailey's talking, then you didn't kill her.
That's right. If she makes it back, then I didn't have to leave her there.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go. Now, this Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, now this sounds interesting because I've never heard of this, but it sounds like a very interesting place to go. Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. See all the things you learn when you start talking. And like I say, I hope people listen tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. This is important. But again, I'm not guaranteeing anything. If we have a glitch, heaven forbid, we might not make it on. I'm going to try. It's just one of those things. I've had it happen too many times. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, could it be Lyndon B. Johnson?
Lyndon B. Johnson for which one?
The one that walked softly and carried a big stick.
No, that's not Lyndon Johnson, but I think he did do those things. I think you're right about that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Lyndon Johnson. Now, we do have the only unanimously elected president. That was George Washington. And we do have the smallest president at 5'4 and 100 pounds. That was James Madison. But who was the country's first known cave explorer? First known cave explorer. Which president was that? Does anybody know? First known cave explorer. It was a president. Can you believe that? All right, maybe this is the person who knows the answer to that particular question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on that Lyndon B. Johnson, he's the one that had the White House painted white in the inside, wasn't he?
Oh, you know what? Let's see here. The White House painted white. He might have had the inside, but not the outside.
Oh, that's why I'm at the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the whole entire White House painted white?
When it was first painted white. Who had it painted white?
Boy, huh. That's interesting. I don't know.
That goes back a little ways.
Yes, it does. I'll get off the phone and listen.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Mm. All right. Which president had the White House painted white? Does anybody know that? That's an interesting question. Which president had the White House painted white? And who was the country's first known cave explorer? Make sure I say that right. The first known cave explorer. They were both presidents. Does anybody know which ones they were? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have any Nashville information? This could be my last broadcast. You know that. I could, you know, get a flat tire and end up down there in the hills of Kentucky and West Virginia, and you might never hear from me again. This could be it. This could be it. How about that? Oh, my goodness gracious. But remember, 6 p.m. tomorrow, we'll be on the air. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Thomas Jefferson was the cave explorer.
How'd you know that? I thought that would be ungettable.
I Googled.
Oh, well, Google's no problem. You know, I had never heard that about Thomas Jefferson.
Nor had I.
That he's a cave explorer. So do you have any information on Nashville?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. All right. Yes, Thomas Jefferson was the first cave exploring president. Now, there is a science to that. It's speleologist. Now, what is that? Speleologist? Speleologist? Is that what that is? Speleologist. He was the first speleologist, Thomas Jefferson. Okay, on to the next one here. Let's see what... Oh, okay. I'm getting another Facebook message here. Let's see. Nashville is about 445 miles, divided by 60, about 7 hours. That's if you're averaging 60 miles the whole time. Okay, 7 hours. You know, 7 hours is not huge, because New York, like I say, that's 8 to 9. I've done that a bunch of times. So I think, what is the interstate there? Isn't it 65? The interstate that takes you down to Nashville? So as long as you're going 60, 65, set the cruise, and maybe it'll be around 7 hours. Who knows? 445 miles isn't bad. How many miles is it to New York? How many miles to New York? Or Chicago? Because I know Chicago is 6 hours. How many miles is it to Chicago? Those are interesting questions. If the person who Facebooked me wants to put that out there, that way we can compare. It's 445 to Nashville, and I can only compare that to Chicago and New York. So how many miles is it to New York City, and how many miles is it to Chicago? Because that should point out the 445. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The White House was painted white the year this person became president. So I'm not sure that they had it painted white. They just were there. It happened the first year they were president. Does anybody know who that was? Who was president when the White House was painted white? Seems like I heard the color the White House was before it was painted white. Can't remember, though. Don't forget, Bailey Hunt, Bales, and I, live from Nashville, tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. And again, really check the Facebook, because I would hate for you to miss the pictures, because Bailey is very good about putting up the pictures of where we are and what's going on. And also, if something's interesting, we might break in and do a live broadcast for, you know, 15 minutes, half hour, who knows. But the only way you're going to know that is if you leave the radio on all weekend, or you keep an eye out on Facebook. Now, you can go to the WWGH Facebook page, WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, or mine, Scott Spears, or Bailey's, Bailey Hunt. But the designated time for the live broadcast is 6 to 8 tomorrow night. But I can't stress enough, we do have an appointment at 3, so if we don't come on right at 6, it doesn't mean we're not coming on. Stay there. You know, we'll eventually get on. It's not a perfect science when you're doing live remotes. All right, where are we at? 48 minutes past the hour. We're looking for the president that was president when the White House was painted white. Here's another one. He customarily... Oh, gee whiz. Now, this is a president. Can you believe this? He customarily took a nude early morning swim in the Potomac River. Gee whiz. At 5 a.m. What in the world? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I was thinking, you know, while you're down there, if you guys are staying for a little bit, you might ease on over and maybe Pigeon Forge there and Dollywood or whatever it's called. I've never been there, but they tell me it's interesting over there.
You know, that's what I hear. I hear Pigeon Forge is very nice. Somebody was telling me yesterday that there's a place with a bunch of, like, crafts and things like that that's also very close.
Oh, I suppose. I'll tell you, there's another thing, too. You get down there, you get lost on some of them back roads, and I'm sure some of them old boys down there has some sipping juice down there you guys can get into.
Oh, well, there you go. really have a good broadcast tomorrow night.
By George, you sure could.
Oh, man. Well, hey, thank you for the advice.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you never can tell. The broadcast tomorrow night could be really interesting, depending on what happens. But yes, this is a president. My goodness. He customarily took a nude early morning swim in the Potomac River. Now, here's something interesting about this. Ann Royal, the first U.S. professional journalist, knew of these 5 a.m. swims. After being refused interviews with the president time after time, she went to the river, gathered his clothes, and sat on them until she had her interview. Before this, no female had interviewed a president. I love that. This woman may be my new hero, Ann Royal. See, because they always call me pushy in getting these interviews. Now, there is the original pushy journalist. She shows up at 5 a.m. while this president is taking a nude swim, and she takes his clothes and says, "You're not getting out of there until you do an interview." See, that's a whole tactic you have never heard of before. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell me who that president was who was taking nude dips in the Potomac at 5 o'clock in the morning. Boy, couldn't get away with that today. You wouldn't want to be doing that today. You'd be all over Facebook and websites and emails and all that stuff. You can't do anything anymore. I don't know. The world's coming to a weird place. Can't have any fun anymore. Everybody's got a angle. All right. Who was president when the White House was painted white? Does anybody know that? Who was president when the White House was painted white? Or who was this president who took these 5 a.m. nude dips in the Potomac? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions right now. Don't forget Charlie Evers this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And he will have giveaways today to Jimmy John's, Panda Express, Smoothie King. He'll still have the Jags Koozie, which will be here after all of us are dead, apparently. We cannot get rid of this thing. That's the way it goes, I guess. Or any more information on Nashville, where we will be broadcasting tomorrow 6 to 8. Go ahead, caller.
Thomas Jefferson was when the White House was painted white, and John Quincy Adams was the nude swimmer.
John Quincy was the nude swimmer, but it is not Thomas Jefferson when the White House was painted white.
No?
Okay. No, but you did get... Did it say any more about John Quincy and these nude 5 a.m. dips?
I didn't read a whole bunch of it.
What do you make of that reporter who went down there and just took the clothes?
Pretty gutsy.
And, you know, that's a good reporter. We need reporters like that today. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, thank
yep.
you. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yep, it was John Quincy Adams. John Quincy Adams took a nude dip, I guess, every morning in the Potomac at 5 a.m. until I bet he didn't do that after Ann Royal, that journalist, showed up, took his clothes, and got an interview. I bet those 5 a.m. dips stopped right away. All right, it's not Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was not the president when the White House was painted white. Does anybody know who that president was? Who was president when the White House was painted white? 54 minutes past the hour. I'll give you another one here. He was buried wrapped in the U.S. flag and with his well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head. Guess if you dig that person up, you'd find that stuff there. Go ahead, caller.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Not Roosevelt, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Not Theodore Roosevelt. Who was the president when the White House was painted white? That's what we're looking for. Who was the president when the White House was painted white? And the new one, who was buried wrapped in the U.S. flag and with his well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head. Now, this kind of limits the possibilities because, obviously, we know this person is dead. So, which president was that? He was buried wrapped in the U.S. flag with his well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head. Which president was that? And again, which president was president when the White House was painted white? Those are the two we have left this morning, 55 minutes past the hour, 5 minutes left to answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you know the answers? Also, don't forget, Bales, Bailey Hunt and I, live from Nashville, broadcast right here on this station, 6 to 8, 6:15 to 8, tomorrow night, Saturday night. But also, check Facebook. We might break in for other broadcasts. If we're having technical difficulties, we'll tell you on Facebook. And you'll also see pictures on Facebook. So that's where you want to go for that. Also, we will not be on tonight, obviously, for this particular reason. The show that Bailey and I do on Friday night will not be on 8 to 10 tonight because we will be, hopefully by that point, in Nashville. So there's that. So those are the programming notes, but I would not be surprised if we broke in from time to time over the weekend letting you know what's going on. So don't miss those. Those would be exclusive. And the pictures should be interesting as well. Whole fun weekend, maybe. Or you might see a picture of us stranded on the side of the highway. That could happen as well. Anything can happen. All right, who was president when the White House was painted white? We still don't have that one. And we still don't have the president who was buried, wrapped in the U.S. flag with his well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head. Which two presidents were those? 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. Getaway Friday. Real Getaway Friday. This Friday morning. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you have nothing to worry about. I'll go round up all the faithful listeners in the bus, and we'll come get you.
That puts my mind at ease.
Okay, you can travel safe now.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, see, isn't that nice? All the faithful listeners, we'll get the bus together, and you can come pick me up on the side of the road, wherever I am, in between here and Nashville, Tennessee. Which, with this shortcut... shortcut that always leads to a bad thing. And I guess Bailey's going to be the navigator here. So if we get lost, I'm going to have to blame it on her. That's called pass the blame. Pass the blame. That's what you do. All right. Who was president when the White House was painted white? And which president was buried wrapped in the U.S. flag with his well-worn copy of the Constitution under his head? Does anybody know? 58 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning, 2020. Does anybody know? Well, you got to give me a break. I've been up since about 5 o'clock this morning, packing, preparing, getting ready. Remember, 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday night, live from Nashville. That's where this station will be. This station takes you everywhere from New York to Pittsburgh to Cleveland, now to Nashville. WWGH goes country, I guess is what you could say in this particular instance. Holy mackerel, what a thing to do. First trip of 2020. All right, Charlie Evers is coming up here. 10 until noon. Don't miss it for love nor money. All kinds of great giveaways. Stay with us here on WWGH Radio. Remember, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Archive shows dating back to January of 2016 on that particular website. Also, mobile app, TuneIn. Download it for free. Search WWGH. And you can, again, listen anywhere in the world. So you can hear 6 to 8 Saturday night. I will talk to you from Nashville.
KFM Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh. And my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around."
I love it.
But the Bozo voice was right about here. And it was a lot more adenoidal than mine. And that was pretty much it. You know, of course, we had the standard, "Hey, that's me!" Which I, as a yell, war cry, yell.
And the grand prize game. Oh, my goodness. How could we ever forget that?
Yeah. I would drive the